Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today, we're getting into a really specialized corner of the fashion world. We're talking about latex.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission today is to look at how one specific brand in London is trying to make it, well, a lot more accessible for people who are curious. I mean, you see this material everywhere now, right?
Absolutely. The visibility is huge.
You have celebrities like Davina McCall in a gold cat suit or Kate Cassidy in a mini dress. But that creates this... this friction point for anyone who's actually thinking about buying.
Right.
And it seems the one question that just floods everyone's inboxes, how can I be sure I'll even like wearing latex?
You've completely hit the nail on the head. It's a high investment piece, and the material is just so unique. So the practical barriers, they're huge. The sources show that new buyers are just, you know, they're paralyzed.
Paralyzed by what exactly?
Well, by these really fundamental questions like, what's the best thing to buy first? Or how do I even take care of this stuff? And of course, the big one. Will latex even suit my body shape?
Right. And that's a gap that just, you know, regular mail order can't fix.
Not at all.
Okay, let's unpack this. So if that digital wall is the problem, our sources are pointing to a very deliberate, high-touch solution coming out of Hackney in London.
Yeah.
We're focusing on a brand called Kraken Counter Couture. It's run by Katarina Schmidt and her team.
And they've set up this recurring event, an open studio, that really targets that hesitation we were talking about.
They're called the Third Saturday at the Latex Atelier events.
That's the one. They're happening every month through 2026. And Katarina Schmidt says the goal is, making the atelier more accessible, creating community, and helping you explore latex fashion in a relaxed, friendly environment.
A relaxed environment. That seems key.
It is. But the really strategic part is how they get people to commit.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because normally a fitting or a consultation, that's what, about 45, five an hour?
At least, yeah.
But on these open studio days, all those one-on-one services are free.
Almost free. You book your slot with what they call a £1 symbolic booking.
Okay, so wait. If you're giving away a 45-pound service for just £1, how do you manage the risk? I mean, what stops people from just getting a free sizing and walking out?
Well, that's the genius of it. That £1 price point, it's a brilliant commitment filter. It's not really about the money.
It's a psychological thing.
Exactly. It filters out people who are just browsing, and it gets a tiny but important buy-in from someone who's serious. For Kraken, they know the lifetime value of a bespoke customer is way higher than that initial 45 quid.
So they're playing the long game.
A very smart long game.
And the sources show this event is for everyone, right? Not just for newcomers.
Yep. It's for the complete beginner and the seasoned collector. You can, you know, browse the current stock, try things on.
And they have a clearance rail, too, for discounted pieces.
Crucially, though, it's about transferring knowledge.
How so?
Well, if you want something custom, you can get professionally measured right there. But they also do repair assessments for things you already own.
Oh, that's interesting.
And for beginners, they give you specific guidance on care and styling, like really practical stuff.
Yeah.
How to polish it correctly with silicone dressing.
The kind of thing you just can't learn from a YouTube video.
You're not going to get it right from a video, no.
Yeah.
It's a material you have to see, touch, and learn about in person.
And this all seems to be happening because the industry itself is just growing so fast.
It's massive. The sources we looked at, like Latex Pooch, are calling it the exploding industry of latex fashion.
So this isn't some tiny niche fad.
Not at all. You've got these really established brands like Libidex, who've been innovating for, what is it, over a quarter of a century now. It proves this is a major market, but one that needs this kind of education to keep growing.
So what does this all mean?
I think it means that for these highly specialized sort of luxury products, that in-person experience is just, it's critical. These atelier events are an essential business tool. They break down those digital walls and build a real community around a, let's be honest, a complex product.
It makes you think, though, given that whole range of services from sizing and try-ons to repairs and education, think about other specialized clothing you might own. You know, how many of those things could benefit from a dedicated community spot just like this one to sort of bridge that knowledge gap? It really makes you wonder what kind of retail wisdom we're sacrificing when we rely only on fast, impersonal e-commerce.